Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Just last night, where we had the missionographers with Ian Skelly and all the missionaries that are going to go down to Nicaragua to be able to capture, you know, with all their talents and all their gifts, you know, what God's doing down there. It's just so cool to watch, listen to the Britannels that we hear that we're sharing. But you can see that was taking place. And we're just so proud of Ian Skelly and his ministry missionographer. And you can find out more details about that at VFNTV.com and go to links to be able to connect what's going on. Maybe you have a vision where you want to be able to be used in media. And what we see embedded reporters all over the world, all 50 states in America. I think it's 3,600 counties that are in America. And I want you to start getting a vision, if you would, and maybe somebody you know. Because if you have an iPhone, if you have a mobile phone, maybe you can be a reporter to capture things that are taking place in your own community. And maybe you can connect with VFN TV, because we want to start having live feeds come in as what's happening in the world. Why couldn't you be the one doing that? And that's some of the things that they're doing. A missionographer is training up people to be able to do that. And we are training up ourselves here at VFN TV. Maybe you're called to be a part of media. We know we have people that want to be interns and to help out with production and those type of things. We love that. We believe it's so important in ministry to be able to say, you know what, we want to take the media mountain. We want to have impact in the media mountain, and you can do that with VFN TV. I got a question for you. You know, what if your plane went down today? What if your plane went down today? I mean, think about it. You know, you're flying along, and your plane starts to go down. And it takes a while to go down. I got a question for you. Would you have any regrets? I mean, there's so many people that talk about, you know, they're dreamers. You know, dreamers, after a while, you just kind of like, it just becomes kind of, you know, if you tell me your dream one more time because you're not planning on doing it, they're just dreamers. They don't ever put any action to their faith. They're just talking about what they're going to do. It's like, it's been 10 years already. You know, when are you going to put action? I mean, if your plane went down today, would you have any regrets? You think about it. You think about it. You can eliminate those regrets today. Well, Franklin Graham, you got to watch this. Franklin Graham and Greta from Fox News were in an elevator in Hanoi. And all of a sudden, this tall, tall building, the elevator starts to fall, and it drops six stories. And watch what happens. What if you were in that elevator? Would you have been okay if you would have actually, if your life would have ended at that one moment, would you have been with the Lord? And if you've been with the Lord, would you have had regrets because you lived your life not for what God has called you to do? I mean, think about that. Watch what Franklin Graham says when the elevator drops like this. You got to see it.
Okay, this is really bad.
Okay, don't ring any bell. They're up on the 34th
Good.
Floor. Okay.
You heard us.
Yeah, they're working on it. Thanks.
Well, this is interesting. Where are we, Franklin? That's the question I always start things with.
We're just a few floors, Greta, from our office here in Hanoi. And when we passed about the 24th floor, we all felt a kind of a violent shake. And then the elevator started going down. It felt like the brake on the cable was holding, but we're stuck. And we might be here a while.
I hope we're not here a long time. I hope this thing doesn't fall.
Well, if it goes down, I'm going up.
Man. So who are we called? Who did you call?
With the office, the building office. Down on the bottom floor, and they're up on the 34th floor working on this now.
They couldn't have gotten there that fast.
Well, somebody was up there.
So they know there's a problem.
Yeah, they're working on it.
So, David,
well,
has this ever happened to you?
This
before?
Is a fun afternoon.
Only once.
Greta? In London.
All right.
We've had a lot of experiences in different parts of the world. This is another one for the record. Well, yeah. Just for the book.
Let's hope we can get out of this one.
All right.
Well, what? Can we jump down?
Jump through there quickly. Watch
it. Oh, terrific.
Okay.
Just come.
Put your camera home.
Come on,
let's get out. Let's get through there quickly, Greta.
Let's go. Do you mind if I use the stairs?
No. Use stairs. Okay.
28.
There's
only four floors.
Why don't we meet the group downstairs?
Well, we got four flights to walk.
All right, that's all.
When I see an opportunity, I take it.
Yes. How did that happen?
I don't know, but I
think about that. That could have been the last day for Greta. It could have been the last day for Franklin Graham. What did Franklin Graham say? He said, "You know what? Well, if it goes down, I'm okay. If it stays up, I'm okay." But what did you see, Greta? And I don't know. I don't know where she is. She's a great heart, it appears to me, and a lot of different things. But I don't know her personally. But she was pressing and pressing that button. You know, for get me out of here, get me out of here. And you see Franklin just calm in the back, just wondering. 28 floors, dangling 28 floors in the elevator shaft. We got to begin to have this kind of courage. We should need to live our life like at any moment the Lord's going to come back for us or we're going to go meet the Lord. But we should work like he's not going to come back for 100 years and say, you know what, I'm going to do everything I can for him. I want to encourage you to begin to live your life with no regrets. You know, what is that thing that you know that you've been wanting to do and all these excuses have come to you and, you know, other people try to distract you. But, you know, you only have one life to live. James calls it a vapor, just a vapor. And the people that accomplish things, they decide to take the same amount of time that you have, the very same amount of time that you have. I mean, you think about that. And what they do is they start saying, you know what, I'm going to do something with this 24 hours. I'm going to make something the 7 days. I'm going to use this 365 days. I'm going to take time and force it to be in compliance with what I believe the will of God is for my life. I mean, that's how it happens. I mean, the president has the same 24 hours that you have. We have the same amount of time. But what are we doing with that time? I mean, these men and women who run these large organizations, they have the same amount of time you have in a day, 24 hours. But how many people sit here and say, you know, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. And they can't even run their home in a certain way. I mean, it's time to get vision for 2015. It's time to say, you know what, I'm going to live my life without regrets. And I just want to encourage you. I mean, hopefully when you start seeing soon value-based vision management come up, we're going to be having that available for, you know, our viewers and our audience, probably right in the studios. We'll probably be hosting that. You'll be a part of that. To just get visioning and base your life based on your values, because you'll find out you could do all this good stuff, but it was against the values in your heart. You're miserable when you get there. And God says, listen, without vision, people will perish. But with vision, it just gives you restraint. It gives you purpose. It helps you answer questions. It's amazing what happens. But without it, you die. You want to get vision this year. So you know what? I'm going to have vision for myself, for my family. I'm going to have vision for the ministry God's called me to. I'm going to have vision for my business. I'm going to have vision for my nation. I'm going to be a part of making sure every day counts. And how many people say, you know, I was so busy that I didn't even know this year happened. You know, think about that. Or this week happened. And some other people say, I can't believe that. You missed this week. But you'll find out the person that said that actually had more feeling of success and of a good feeling because they actually accomplished something that week versus the person who stared at the clock and stared at the calendar and wondered where time went. Listen, this is going to be a year of vision. I want to encourage you, get vision.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.